You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shares of railway-related companies, including IRFC, Indian Railway Finance Corporation, and Rail Vikas Nigam Limited, RVNL, maintained their upward trajectory on Saturday, extending their record-breaking run. The stocks, witnessing remarkable gains, ranging from 50 to 70%, have marked an exceptional performance in the month of January alone. On Saturday, IRFC's shares recorded another 9% increase, propelling its market capitalization to Rs. 2.28 lakh crore. This places IRFC ahead of Power Grid and 21 other Nifty companies. Notably, the stocks has demonstrated resilience by gaining in 9 out of 10 trading sessions, escalating from Rs. 99 to its current price of Rs. 175. Meanwhile, RVNL shares continued their upward trend for the 10th consecutive day. Additionally, 2024 is set to emerge as a powerhouse of growth, reflecting the aspirations and preferences of prospective buyers in the bustling landscape of Delhi NCR's real estate market. According to a recent survey by R&R, a whopping 57% of buyers plan to make real estate investments in the next 3 to 5 months, indicating a surge in demand, and a significant 44% of buyers in Delhi NCR are keen on investing in under-construction properties, underlining the optimism in the sector. Residential properties are the primary focus for almost half of the prospective buyers who are seeking high-end living spaces that elevate their lifestyle and offer unparalleled comfort. The trend indicates a shift towards owning a property and embracing a holistic living experience. Next up, Infibeam Avenues Limited on Tuesday reported its third quarter profit at Rs. 41.44 crore, up 15.7% in comparison to Rs. 35.81 crore during corresponding quarter previous year. It posted revenue from operations at Rs. 911.96 crore, up 119.9%, as against Rs. 414.70 crore during the third quarter of FY23. The company EBITDA was up 42% on year at Rs. 67.5 crore. The company's performance in PAT further underscores the company's strong operational capabilities, it said. This notable third quarter growth, it added, is attributed to the festive season and the increasing adoption of CC Avenue payment solution by the merchants. In Q3 FY23-24, company's India payment net take rates remained stable at 8.5 basis points. In other news, Larsen & Toubro on Tuesday said its heavy engineering business vertical has won multiple orders in domestic and international markets. L&T Heavy Engineering, HE's Modification, Revamp and Upgrade, MRU business segment, has backed a major order from a key oil and gas consumer in KSA for their important debottlenecking project. For last couple of years, MRU business has concentrated on Middle East opportunities, and this order is an important milestone for MRU business in the Middle East, company said in a regulatory filing. Moreover, business has also backed the DCU revamp project from one of the leading refineries in the domestic market. MRU team has also won the coke drum critical repair project from IOCL Gujarat Refinery. In some exciting news, Bengaluru and Delhi airports have jointly bagged the Best Airport of the Year at the Wings India Awards 2024 in the civil aviation sector. Union Aviation Minister Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya few days back congratulated Delhi and Bengaluru Airport on being recognized as Top Performing Airports of the Year 2022. Both the airports featured in the list of top 10 global airports in terms of on-time performance, OTP. The Indira Gandhi International Airport, IGI, Delhi, offers a range of services and amenities. IGI Airport is well connected with public transportation, including taxis, buses, and the Delhi Metro. There are lounges available for both domestic and international travelers, providing comfort and facilities such as Wi-Fi, refreshments, and business services. Moreover, in a recent report, CLSA has maintained buy rating on HDFC Bank with a target price of Rs. 1536.90 per share. The analysis delves into the nuanced discussion surrounding the equilibrium between deposit growth and net interest margin. NIM. CLSA's assessment grounded in interactions with over 20 clients post HDFC Bank's Tuesday results reveals a mixed sentiment among domestic and foreign investors. While some domestic clients expressed dissatisfaction with the results, foreign investors, in contrast, indicated a belief that the EPS cuts cycle may be nearing its end. The report focuses on a critical concern surrounding deposits and net interest margin, NIM, in the context of HDFC Bank. Regarding deposits, certain clients attribute the challenge to macroeconomic factors. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks perform today. The benchmark equity indices closed in the negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 closed 331 points, or 1.53% lower, to settle at 21,240.80, while the BSE Sensex lost 1,019.27 points, or 1.43%, to settle at 70,404.80. The broader indices closed in the red, with loss led by mid-cap and small-cap stocks. Bank Nifty closed lower and shed 1,467.70 points, or 3.05%, to settle at 46,595.10. Zee Entertainment plunged up 30% and was set for its worst day ever after the cash-strapped broadcaster's failed $10 billion merger with Sony's local unit. Cipla and ICICI Bank advanced 7 and 2% respectively after beating third-quarter profit estimates. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.